all these breakdowns. You are not going to want to miss it. A lot to react to, but hard to fault what Filmo was saying there. I mean, was Leonard Floyd cleared to play yesterday? He just didn't play? Do we get any, like...
He stinks. It wouldn't have made much of a difference.
He's supposed to be your second best player on the defensive line. I mean, no one's talking about him. You invested the money in him. What?
That play?
He stinks.
Where Nick Bosa...
Like, real quick. That's why I have a hard time getting on Nick Sorensen. Because the team might just stink defensively.
No, I know.
The players might just suck.
It's one thing if guys are getting burnt and like left in their dust. It's another thing when I watch and your schematics are like, what are you doing? Clearly John Lynch, who's played at a high level and played secondary, was like, what are we doing with this zone coverage? Am I wrong?
No, you're
wrong. It wasn't just like, a guy made a great play on another guy who's draped on him.
But that's
he's just a better player.
That's Kyle Shanahan, though. Isn't the wide nine his baby?
Oh, that needs to go complete. Like, where's the piece of paper here? Let me do the auditory sound. Wide nine and whatever this Seattle scheme is, throw it in the garbage. Get it out of here.
You're like the Warriors last night. You missed
a complete reshuffling. Let me read you two stats. Because Nick Bosa got hit yesterday, and in that hit where his shoulders came in, where Okawanu hit him, that looked like a Dennis Byrd type play. You don't know? Do you know Dennis Byrd? Do you remember this?
No.
Okay. He was a New York Jet. Defensive lineman or outside linebacker, and he got hit by his own teammate going around a quarterback, and he got paralyzed.
Oh,
yeah, and it was the same thing where his head went in and it broke his neck in the back. That was that kind of a scary hit.
No, again, that's stuff like that. You have that much money invested in a guy like Nick Bosa. Again, he played great yesterday. I would be okay with guys like that. Maybe if Kittle wants to like win the, again, like I said, the tight end, the yardage leader at the end of the season, play him. If he can get it, great. If not, just shut it down. Like some of these players next week, last night was a meaningless game. Next week is for sure a meaningless game. But in Arizona, real quick, Joe Shasky, because we've been teasing it all, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Brock Purdy, after the game, his injury status, how he is feeling, the turnovers, all of that. Shout out Big Boss Man for cutting this up, splicing up real quick. Here's Brock Purdy. I'll play it, Sammy. After the game last night, talking to the media.
Indication about the status of your elbow?
Nothing right now. We're going to get an MRI tomorrow and see. So.
Concerned to you at this point?
I mean, it doesn't feel the best, but just leave it at that. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Sorry, what happened?
On that sack, I got hit on the backside, and basically just my arm was on fire kind of thing. And I tried throwing a couple on the sideline, and I couldn't at that point. So, yeah, it has nothing to do with tapping out of a game or anything like that. I love my teammates, and I'll go to the very end for them and this fan base and everybody. So that's what hurts me is, like, I couldn't finish the game. But, again, we'll see tomorrow.
Your arm's on fire. Is that similar pain to what you had in Philly?
A little bit, but we did some tests with like UCL stuff, and I'm good in that regard. But we just got to go get imaging on it tomorrow and see the whole thing. So
Coach Shanahan mentioned that it was more of a nerve thing, kind of like loose feeling, which puts me in the mind of like hitting your funny bone. Or are you saying, being that it was on fire, it was like a sharp pain shooting up and down your arm?
No, it was in the moment. Like I said, it just felt, I don't know, heavy in a sense. So tomorrow we'll have an answer. So I'll leave it at that.
Obviously, health is going to dictate, but do you really want to push the playoffs?
100%. If we got a game, regular season game, that we have an opportunity to suit up and we're healthy, man, yes. For my guys, for this organization, I want to finish the season with our guys.
Can you relate to some of the outside noise that players should sit out a game to retain their health going into the next season? That's something you can even comprehend.
I don't even know if that's really a thing. I don't know for sure if that's even a thing in the NFL. Obviously college with, like, you know, going into the draft and stuff, but with, you know, we're in the professional level and this is as good as it gets. So for me, it's like, why wouldn't I play for my team and try to get some momentum going for the next year with our guys and you know, make a statement to everybody here and that's going to be here next year that, you know, I'm a competitor and I want to be out in the field any chance that I get. So that's my mindset.
He's the future of the team, and that was Brock Purdy after last night's game talking about everything. You are the future of this team. We are going to invest maybe $50 to $60 million in you. Yes, that has to come into the equation, whether or not to play you in these last few games. If I'm investing that much and I'm playing in meaningless football games, like you mentioned Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow's still technically playing for something. If the Niners were technically still in the playoff picture, it's one thing, but they're not. They've been out. They're cooked. They're done. There's no point in playing a guy who's already missed a game this year, who's already had multiple arm injuries, who may be dealing with off-season surgery. There was no point in playing last night or playing in next week for sure. If he plays next week, that is organizational malpractice if he plays next week.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this. Makes no sense. So only when your interests are completely aligned.
It's the organization's interests. They're paying him. They're going to be paying him and potentially resetting the quarterback market.
But they can't control that kind of like.
No, they can't control. Don't play him.
Well, I would say that take the other point of view.
The season's cooked.
Like the great players of all time still play when there's nothing to play for. You still, if you can. It's one thing if you have a broken leg and you can't physically play. It's another thing if like, hey, I'm requiring off-season shoulder surgery for sure. And I need to get like Dak, for example. Dak was going to have a surgery and he needed to get shut down so that he can be ready for all the OTAs and the minicamp. Like, that's a different conversation. If they believe that the doctors that he's healthy enough and he's not going to ruin his off-season and all that, no, you play. You play. I'm sorry. You play. That's my personal belief. And the other part is like, because of the tackle that hurt him, like, that it gives me even more caution on wanting to pay you. Like, I don't just pay anyone $60 million a year because you played good 2 years ago. I play you based off what I think you can do moving forward. And then also, like, when I pay you $60 million, and let's say we start off 1-6. Oh, do I shut you down again? I'm paying you $60 million a year. Like, I already did it once. Should I do it again? Like, no, I'm sorry. I disagree on that.
Should Brock Purdy have played last night or not? And should he make the decision or Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch make the decision? Like that's the one for me right now is the decision and all that. That's one thing for Brock to want. He clearly wants to play. But parting, and you're a father now, so we'll go to this. Part of being a parent or being in charge of someone or being a coach, being a boss, about Big Boss Man helping Sam Lumber in the back, like you got to protect your assets, protect your children, protect your employees from themselves at times. And at this point, when there's literally nothing to play for when it comes to a playoff picture, playoff scenario. Like, this team has been at the highest of highs with Brock Purdy. I have no doubts that he can get you back to the Super Bowl again, because I've seen it. I know he can get you back there. So he's already answered the hardest parts of the test for me. Right now, the only question marks I have are health-related when it comes to Brock Purdy.
Which is why I want to see him play and finish the season out.
No, that's why you don't want him to play right now, is to protect him from himself, because clearly, he has issues staying healthy.
But he was playing brilliant in that game.
Until he wasn't.
I know. And so, like, had he never went down, would this even be a conversation? And it was one of the final plays of the game.
No, but he did go down. That's the problem.
Well, I would say that I'm more concerned by the nature of a very innocuous sack getting him injured that much. Like, that gives me way more pause than the actual event of him getting injured. Like, how he got injured is way more dramatic than them choosing whether or not to play him. You're healthy enough, you play. Like, quarterbacks lead. You have to lead by example. You have to go out there and play. You can't just play when you're front running and everything's going well and you have a playoff spot. Detroit had nothing to play for. They played everyone that they have, and they are more depleted than any other playoff team out there.
See, I disagree with that. They needed to feel, they could not have afforded to take a mini bye week this week heading into the biggest game of their lives next week at Detroit against their division rival. They needed to, it was rest versus rust for me. They could not be rusty heading into that game next week. I they needed to play yesterday. It was, thank God they did, because they have some holes on that defense. If you're Detroit watching that game last night, yeah, I think they learned a lot from what Kyle Shanahan and co did to that defense.
You really think that, like, let's just say in this hypothetical, Brock doesn't suit up in these games. Like, you don't think that A is a knock against him just in general, and B, other guys aren't looking at him side-eyed like, really, dude, you're going to shut down? I'm out here playing with a broken ankle. I'm playing through family adversity. Bosa's got multiple torn obliques, and this guy's not going to play, and he's going to get paid twice as much as the highest paid player on the team.
You know what you say?
I don't think that lands well in the locker room. Brock's,
you know, he's had some shoulder issues this year. He's obviously had some health issues with that elbow. We're going to, you know, shut him down right now to conserve him. We look forward to having him in training camp next year. And, you know, we're going to pay him. We want Brock to be our quarterback, and we're going to go through negotiations. That's what you say. And you know what? They're going to follow suit, because those guys love Brock Purdy. He's beloved in the locker room. And that's where I fall on the sword if I'm Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, so it doesn't look like it's Brock. So that's what I go through the media and say, you know, we're going to protect Brock from himself. We're going to shut him down. And, you know, some of these other guys are going to shut down too. So it doesn't look as bad if I shut down Fred Warner and a Nick Bosa and a George Kittle, some of these guys. We're up against it, 888-957-9570. Should the decision to bench Brock Purdy or shut him down the rest of the season, let's say shut him down because bench sounds a little extreme. Should the decision to shut down Brock Purdy be Brock's decision or Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch's heading into next week? 888-957-9570.